Mein Name ist Pod, Dream Team Pod. Vorname, Episode 39. Wir schreiben den 27. September 2009. Heute ist Bundestagswahl und die Menschen entscheiden sich, ob schwarz, rot, rosa, gelb, braun oder was auch immer. Die Entscheidung von uns steht fest. Wir wählen heute schwarz-weiß-grün, denn es steht an, das Auswärtsspiel in Freiburg am 7. Spieltag der Saison 2009-2010. Einige Laupheimer sind unterwegs. Treffpunkt ganz klar, auswärts Sigmaringen. Und Borussia trifft heute auf eine Mannschaft, die aufgestiegen ist in der abgelaufenen Saison und die nach einem guten Saisonstart mit 7 Punkten gleich auf mit Borussia liegt. Borussia ihrerseits hat nach einem sehr, sehr guten, sehr, sehr ordentlichen Saisonstart, den besten seit vielen, vielen Jahren, die letzten drei Spiele verloren. Zuletzt gab es eine Heimpleite beim ersten Spiel im DFB-Pokal im Borussia-Park gegen Duisburg am vergangenen Dienstag mit 0:1 in der 91. Minute. Einige Leute machen sich Sorgen, sprechen darüber, dass die Mannschaft auch nach dem Last-Minute-Aus gegen Hoffenheim, in dem man bis zur 85. Minute geführt hatte und dann noch 4:2 verlor, dass die Mannschaft konditionell nicht auf der Höhe sei und so weiter und so fort. Insofern handelt es sich heute bereits um ein richtungsweisendes Spiel. Sollte Borussia punkten, sollte man sogar dreifach punkten, dann hätte man jetzt schon fast so viele Punkte gesammelt wie in der kompletten Hinrunde der Saison 2008-2009, als man nach 17 Spielen mit 11 Punkten Tabellenletzter war. Heute könnte es durchaus zum Tabellenplatz Nummer 10 reichen. Man könnte Mannschaften wie den VfB Stuttgart beispielsweise hinter sich lassen. Für einige Gladbacher ist es heute eine Reise in die Vergangenheit. Das ist zum einen der Trainer Michael Fronzek, der selber 2,5 Jahre beim SC Freiburg spielte, auch als Mannschaftskapitän dort unterwegs war. Es ist auch eine Rückkehr für Steffen Korrell, der mittlerweile ja verantwortlich ist bei Borussia Mönchengladbach und relativ frisch noch bei Borussia direkt vom SC Freiburg damals gekommen ist natürlich Karim Atmour, der wohl relativ viele Karten an seine Familienangehörigen in und um Freiburg verteilt hat. Ja, wir sind gespannt, was heute passiert. Es ist wunderschönes Wetter, sodass einem weiteren herrlichen Fußballtag nichts im Wege steht. Vor dem Spiel heute in Freiburg wird es zum wiederholten Mal zu einem Regionaltreffen der Fans in Baden-Württemberg kommen. Jörg Sennefelder von dem Fanclub Breisgau Express aus Freiburg hat das organisiert. Man wird sich beim Postsportverein Jahn, ich hoffe der Name ist richtig, treffen. Und es bleibt abzuwarten, wie viele Leute sich dort versammeln werden.
Sie willkommen im Adi-Nomar-Stadion in Freiburg zum 7. Spieltag der ersten Fußball-Bundesliga in der Saison 2009-2010. Und auch in dieser Saison darf ich die Vertreter aus Politik und Wirtschaft, die Gäste unseres Sponsorteams sowie die Mitarbeiter der Funk- und Politmedien recht herzlich begrüßen. Zu Gast beim Sportclub Freiburg im Adi-Nomar-Stadion ist heute das Team von Borussia Mönchengladbach. Tobias Levels, die 31, Dante. 40, Karim! Auf der Bank zunächst bei Mönchengladbach mit der 1, Christopher Heimerhut mit der 9, Roberto Pauti mit der 15, Thomas Kleine die 16, Rob Flett mit der 20, Traores mit der 25, Moses Lavidi und mit der 26, Michael Michael Bradley.
Die Geschichte dieses Sonntagsspiels am 27. September 2009 in Freiburg ist schnell erzählt. Zum Abschluss einer englischen Woche mit einer Heimniederlage gegen Hoffenheim, wobei man bis zur 86. Minute 2:1 geführt hatte, und dem Ausscheiden in der zweiten Pokalrunde gegen den Zweitligisten MSV Duisburg, ebenfalls im heimischen Borussia-Park, möchte das Team gegen die Aufsteiger des SC Freiburg 3 Punkte einfahren und an den sehr positiven Trend der allerersten Saisonspiele anknüpfen. Doch das bleibt Wunschdenken. Stattdessen setzt es eine verdiente, böse Pleite mit 0:3 Toren, die Breisgauer allesamt nach der Halbzeit erzielen. Und so setzt sich eine Talfahrt fort, die man nach der ersten Bundesliga-Hälfte in Bochum kaum für möglich gehalten hätte. So, also wir sind hier heute in Freiburg beim Postsport Jahren und hier treffen sich eigentlich die Gladbach-Fans und auch die Freiburg-Fans. Und es gibt hier ein paar Leute aus England, die mittlerweile auch relativ regelmäßig zu Spielen von Borussia fahren. Und ja, ich werde die Gelegenheit nutzen, einfach mal ein paar Fragen zu stellen. So, first of all, could you just tell me who you are, where you're from and why do you join the Gladbach supporters today?
Oh, hello, my name's Scott, I'm from Birmingham, and for a few years now I've been following Borussia Mönchengladbach, and we come here because we've met some good friends through the club, and we have a good time every time we come over here. And the drink's not bad either.
And you are?
My name is Paul, Birmingham City supporter, also a Mönchengladbach supporter. Been coming over once again for a few years now, good friends with Matthias and Tower, and enjoying everybody's company. And occasionally the football as well.
Tell us a bit about Birmingham at the moment. What's the situation there?
Well, it's early days of this Premiership. Look, it's good to be back there. We didn't have a very good result yesterday. We're hovering middle table, I'd say, at the end of the year. So,
What about the atmosphere in your stadium then?
Atmosphere in England has changed immensely. Due to the fact we all now sit down. It used to be wonderful many years ago when everyone was standing. Atmosphere was second to none in the world. But we enjoy the atmosphere in Germany now because you have something we used to have.
Okay, you're not really a City fan, are you? But you are...
No, I'm a West Ham United fan.
Okay. Tell us, what should German fans know about West Ham United if they don't know anything at all? Why is it a good club to join?
It's probably not a good club to join. I support the club because I was born there, but we've only ever won the FA Cup 3 times, 1 European trophy, which was against TSV Munich in 1964. But no, it's just your club, where you're born. That's why I support them. Certainly not for success.
And what's your motivation to come over to Germany?
Good friends, proper football stadiums, standing up. And the beer. Beer, friendship, and proper atmosphere in the grounds, which, as Paul said, we don't get in England anymore because everybody is sitting. It is like going to the cinema or the opera. There is just, unless it is a big local derby, like the West Ham Millwall game a few weeks ago that I went to, there is just no atmosphere.
But on the other hand, they always tell us that the best football is played in Spain and in England, so why come over to Germany?
I don't think the best football is played in England. I think that is a myth put around by the English Premier League. To me, the football I watch in Germany is of the same, I think, is of a similar standard to the, apart from the top four teams, take out Manchester United, Liverpool, Arsenal and Chelsea, and the rest of it is pretty poor. It's no different to anywhere else.
So your personal highlights when you remember or when you think of all the matches that you've seen, have you got any favourite matches that you still remember?
Unlike David, who just reeled off a lot of competition wins, I am a Birmingham City supporter, which means we only have one trophy to our history in 135 years. Okay. However, we have had some good results, and they always tend to be against our local rivals. I will let you work that one out. I will not say the name. But in history, I do remember that sometimes when there was no money in the game, we supported our team with more passion, more heart, and enjoyed the wins so much more. Today, in a game fueled with money, I sometimes find it hard to have that same enthusiasm.
And that is where the game in Germany is better, because all of your clubs have to be financially solvent. So you're on a financial sound financial footing, where in England, the game is run on debt. And that is why in England, my season ticket costs £750, because the fans are servicing the club's debts, and which is why my Borussia Mönchengladbach season ticket is €130, because you have no debt, and that is how it should be.
Do you notice any differences in the fan culture or the fan scene of England and, for example, Borussia?
There is very much. We are very much the same in many ways, but you still have. When we come here, it is like going back to the 1970s in England, with the passion and support of wearing colours and scarves to all your games. Where in England, for many years now, we do not wear colours. It has only come back recently by wearing football shirts only. Here, it is scarves, badges, everything. I'm proud to wear that. In England, it is very difficult to do that. For certain reasons.
Okay, yeah, I understand. And tell me, do you also support the national team? Do you personally join matches by the national team? Or
personally, no. David, the West Ham supporter, does. I do not, for one simple reason. It was always because we're following England years ago always meant trouble. Then you realise that, do you want to be part of that or not? For various reasons, it was best for me not to follow England. But many friends of mine do, including David, including Scott. And they have many stories to tell and why. I'm still an England supporter. But once again, I look at the national team and I see many, many people who are paid very good money that perhaps do not perform as well for the national team as they do for their own team, and that hurts. However, David is your man.
David.
Yeah.
That's no problem with the battery, no. By the way, you follow the national team.
Yes.
So tell us something about, do you do that regularly, and what are your experiences then?
I've had a lot of negative experiences, especially when I've been to Italy, which is a place I won't go back to again with England, because I got badly beaten up by the police when they attacked the England fans in Rome in 97. I wouldn't go to Turkey ever again with England because of the trouble there. But then again, I've been to places like Azerbaijan, to watch England, as I think you have recently, or did you get?
Not me personally, but Mattis, for example.
And, you know, go to places like that and had a wonderful time. And the best time I've ever had following England was actually here in 2006. I came over on my motorbike, stayed for 3.5 weeks, travelled all around the country, watching the football and the World Cup. And it was almost after the World Cup in Germany, that was it, I was going to stop following England, because that was just such a fantastic trip. And I didn't think following England could get any better. But then it's your country and you keep going, and I can't explain it, because I've spent too much money following a crap team. Because you have seen your country win the World Cup in your lifetime, and you do well at World Cups, and we are just
probably you will.
I've had more. Yeah, no we won't.
The next time, 2010 South Africa, which is a place that we advise many England fans not to go to, because we have been there watching another game, cricket. We would say to everybody out there, if you are going to South Africa to follow Germany or England, be very, very careful out there. It is not a good place. However, we have the greatest opportunity we've ever had to win the Cup. With the players that we have, if they cannot win it this time, we will never win it.
So let's come back to today. What do you expect from the match today?
0-0.
I hope he smiles.
No, Freiburg get all their points away from home. Gladbach cannot keep a 3-0 lead away at Bochum. So yeah, 0-0. Put your money on 0-0.
What about you?
It was my idea for 3-0. It was 0-0 because Freiburg scored 4 last week. Gladbach were involved in a 4-2 defeat, 6 goals. It has to be 0-0. But being an Englishman, I have placed a little wager, a bet, on Borussia to win 3-2 and 3-1. So I'm going for that.
So I hope that you know better about English football than German football. My personal idea is 3-1 for Borussia today. Thank you very much, and enjoy the match.
We will do.
Thank you all. It's been a pleasure.
Um unsere englischen Gäste zu ehren und zu erfreuen, lassen wir heute die Band Circle of Willis, deren Heimatstadt Birmingham, besingen. Dieser Song ist wie so oft der Plattform www.garageband.com entnommen, selbstverständlich legal und lizenzfrei. Für heute tschüss und bye bye, sagt bis zum nächsten Mal euer Dream Team Pod.